I actually believe, well, agree with the secularists. I believe the Lord's Prayer is not mild, it's not inoffensive, it's not wishy-washy, it's not wallpaper. If you do not worship God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, it is deeply subversive, deeply upsetting and offensive from the first phrase to the last. It is. So let's have a look at it. Let's have a quick look. So it starts off, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." Not Allah's name, not anyone else's name, not any politician or any powerful man. There is only God that is the Holy One. The Holy One. And he is holy and he is in heaven and he is God and he is one. And he's saying, "May your name be great. May you be over all nations, even the people who dismiss you or blaspheme you or whatever. Your name is great." Is that a wishy-washy? Is that inoffensive? That's offensive. Yeah? "May your kingdom come. One day, all the kingdoms of the world will become the kingdom of God and his Messiah. And in the meantime, as we wait," it's saying, "gather up all your enemies and they will be your footstool." That's it. It says it a lot in the Bible. It's saying your kingdom come and Jesus is going to dethrone all the powers, all the authorities, and he's over all things. Is that offensive or wishy-washy? It's pretty offensive. Yeah. "Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May the very content shown on the cinema that I watched on Wednesday night in Star Wars and the civilization that it represents, may it be subjected to your will, Father, and everything that happens may honour you and glorify you." That's not wishy-washy, is it? That's it. If you don't believe in God, that's offensive. "Give us today our daily bread. We're not dependent on the markets, the government, the economy, the security services, the police, all these things that we depend on in mankind. We're dependent on God for every good gift and his provision." That's pretty offensive if you're secular, in the secular world. "Forgive us our sins." Most people don't think they're all right, the good guys. Yeah. No, "forgive us our sins." Everyone is a sinner or has sinned. Yeah, "forgive us our sins." That's offensive. "As we forgive those who sin against us." Whether you're a jihadist, whether you're the worst criminal, whatever judgment you deserve, whoever you are, forgive them. Pretty offensive, isn't it? "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Yeah? There's evil in this world, and it's both out there and it's in us. "Save us," it's saying. "Save us, O Lord. We can't do it without you. Rescue us from everything which opposes you and help us not to contribute to the problem in our twisted fallenness." Is that wishy-washy? Then it ends, "For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." There's nobody else, no other God but you, no king but you, no Lord except Jesus Christ. Your glory shall not belong to anybody else. Amen. Anybody who doesn't think that is offensive has not been paying attention. Seriously. The Lord's Prayer is fighting talk for the kingdom. Yeah? I'm being provocative. Yeah, I'm being provocative. But it's true. If you don't believe in God, the Lord's Prayer is offensive. Yeah? So this morning, I want to talk about prayer. And looking at kind of the Lord's Prayer a little bit, and hopefully I'm going to try and find a way to use it in a practical way in our prayer life. Okay, so that's why I've started and been a little bit provocative. Who finds prayer easy?
Depends what day it is.
Depends what day it is, yeah? Okay. Well, who knows what prayer is? Why do we pray? Why do we bother? God doesn't need prayer. He doesn't need us to pray to him. He doesn't need anything. So why do we pray? Anybody any ideas?
He wants to hear our voice.
Yeah, he wants to hear our voice, yeah.
Pray in God's glory.
To pray to God's glory, absolutely.
Pray in God's glory.
Pray in God's glory, yeah, absolutely. Well, I've just come up with some reasons very quickly why we pray. Right, first one, the Bible tells us to pray. That's pretty conclusive. If the Bible tells us to pray, we should pray. That's good enough reason, yeah? Secondly, Jesus prayed. If Jesus does it, it's good enough for me, yeah? We're disciples. Jesus prayed, therefore we should pray, yeah? Prayer is how we communicate with God. Prayer is not a problem. It's a privilege of coming into the Most High presence of the Almighty God who has made the universe, and you're talking to him. You have access to him. What a privilege. What a privilege prayer is. Yeah. It allows us to participate in God's works. How many times have you prayed for somebody or something and God has acted in it? And you have participated in that through prayer. What a privilege. What a privilege that is. Prayer gives us power over evil. Yeah, it gives us power over evil. Satan hates prayer because it means we're talking to the Father and he chucks him. He can't stand it. He can't stand us building relationship with God the Father. So it builds, it helps us work against evil. It keeps us humble before God. When we're talking to the Almighty God of the universe, puts into perspective who we are, doesn't it? Yeah, it keeps us humble before God. When God answers prayer, it's a witness to others of his glory. I really want to pray for healing for everybody we pray for today, but what a witness when God acts and moves and heals. What a witness. It strengthens us as a church. When we come together and pray, it builds bonds as a church, doesn't it? It builds us up in fellowship. Yeah, there's nothing better than praying together. Yeah, and it helps us experience God. God feels close when you're praying to him, doesn't he? I'm praying for more heat at the moment. Let's see if God answers. But prayer is not a problem. I've seen so many books about the problems of prayer. Yeah, but actually prayer is a privilege. Prayer is a privilege. Yeah, it's fantastic. And prayer is talking to God. And I love prayer. I love it when we come together as a church and we pray. I love those times. One of the best times I've had with other brothers and sisters in Christ is when we're talking to Father and we're praying. And he's absolutely fantastic. But can I tell you a secret? Yeah. I really struggle with personal prayer. Not because I don't do it, but I don't know whether anybody's got a mind like me, but my mind, brain goes, whoop, goes other places as I'm trying to pray, and something I'll be, and then I'll be thinking about what's for, well, Lisa will be thinking about what's for dinner. She was praying, she gets, but I'm thinking about what have I got in the day, what have I got to do, and have you ever been praying in personal prayer, and you think, where do I start, and whatever, and I really, really struggle with that, because I've got a mind that wanders, and this meeting, this morning, I want to go through a rough, memorable way that will practically, I've used it, will practically help you to pray and build up your personal prayer by using the Lord's Prayer. Is that right? So it's a 30-day challenge. Try this for 30 days. I've done it for 2 months, yeah, myself, and it's brilliant. Is that all right? So will you allow me to do that? Fantastic, right. So the other exciting thing this morning, more exciting than Star Wars, is you're going to see me draw and write Yeah, Lisa's pulling her face because I've got handwriting akin to a doctor, but much worse. It's absolutely awful. So this could go horribly wrong. I'm putting that out there. All right. So which guy's got some tech for Christmas? Who got a nice computer or a DVD player or an iPad or something? Anybody? All the kids have got. Go on. What did you get, Irene? You got an iPad. Okay. Now who could tell me what a power system? When you power something up, your TV. Or whatever. What does it look like? Pardon? Yeah, the switch, the power switch. What symbol is on the power switch? That's it, a circle with a line on. So that, like that. A circle with a line on. And I'm going to draw that because our personal prayer is power. And we power things up in the morning. Yeah? So the best time to pray, I find, and sometimes it's really difficult to do, but it's in the morning. Yeah, start the day, and I want to really encourage you this morning, start your day with prayer. Plug into God, power up your day with God. Okay, and then, so I'm going to say, start the day with God. So here we go, here's writing, let's see how I do. Yeah, so I'm going to write, start. Can you read that? Is that readable? I did all right. I was pretty good. Yeah, can you see it? So, we're going to power our day up with God in personal prayer and developing a lifestyle of personal prayer. The reason we do it is because that's what Jesus did. Jesus went and started. There was probably nobody more busy than Jesus, in fairness. There was really, really busy. But he started his day with Jesus. If we look at Mark chapter 1:35, it says, it's an example, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. And that's what he prayed. And then in Matthew 6, it says, but when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. And then your Father who sees everything will reward you. If you can, get yourself somewhere away from everything else, and start your day with prayer. Now, I normally, the only place I can get where nothing else happens is either the bath. Yeah, very often I pray in the bath. Or when I'm driving to work, I switch the CD player off. And that's when I've been praying. But if you can, concentrate in the morning on God the Father. And Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. And what did he teach his disciples? When they said, how do you pray, Jesus? What did he say? What did he use? The Lord's Prayer, yeah. And actually, in the Lord's Prayer, if you look at it deeply and look at it quite carefully, he's got all the ingredients that we can use in our personal prayer, in the Lord's Prayer. And it's a really helpful structure. Now, I'm not going to go through the entire Lord's Prayer because we could probably preach on a 20-week series on the Lord's Prayer. It's so rich and so much, but we're just going to look at little bits of it. So, we're going to start. So, the S, Our Father in heaven. I'm going to write. We start with sonship in your prayer. When you start praying, start by just thinking who you are in Christ. You are sons and daughters of God. Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father. Yeah? What is our identity in Christ? Have you come to mean your identity? Yeah? I was musing and actually thinking about Jesus and how outrageous it must have been when he started praying, Our Father, from the rabbis and the Levites, because the God was a massive God, a God who split the Red Sea and things like that. But he said, Our Father, use the word like dad would be the English equivalent. Our Father who art in heaven. Start your prayer by acknowledging who you are in Christ. These are some of the things we are in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 1-7. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. If you're in Christ, you're a new creation. The old creation is gone. You're a new creation. 1 Peter chapter 2. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You are priests, priests and kings. You are allowed to go to the holy place of God. You are priests. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. God has created you. Come to Jesus. You are not junk. You are God's craftsmanship. You are not junk. God doesn't make junk. God has created you. Therefore, Romans 8, there is no condemnation of those who are in Christ. There's no condemnation anymore if you are in Christ. God may convict you of sin, which means he'll point it out to you, but he won't condemn you if you talk to him about it. There's no condemnation. If it's all sorts, what else are we in Christ? When we come to Christ, what does Scripture say we are? Shout out any more you could think. We're sons and daughters. We're co-heirs. Yeah, we're co-heirs with Jesus. That's how, where we are in Christ. Yeah, we're adopted. We're chosen. What's that, Sylvanus, the list that your kids read out? We're all those things in Christ. Come to God and start our prayer by dwelling on that. The next thing, so sonship. Thanks. Did I spell that right? Thanks. Yes. Hallowed be your name. Yeah? That's saying your name is greater and more wonderful than you are. And honour God. Come to God in your prayer, in praise and worship. And thank him for the things that he's done in your life. What things can you thank God for? Healing. Yeah. What else? Shout things out that you can thank God for. Broken chains of addiction. Absolutely. God can do that. What else? Your family. Yeah. Life. Your faith. Food. Money. Pardon? Forgiveness. Creation. Yeah. Just sitting out and looking at God's creation. What else? His love. Come to God in prayer and just thank him each morning for the things that you've experienced. The fact that I might have a terrible, very often I have a terrible day at work, but I thank him that I've got a job. And I thank him that it's providing. And all these things, come to God and start your prayer. So you are a son and daughter of Christ. And then you thank God for all he's done each day in your life. Thank him. So what do you think this one is? Ask, we've done it. Give us today our daily bread. Yeah, we've sung a song all about it. Yeah? Ask God for things. Ask God for his kingdom. What can we ask God for? Wisdom. For wisdom.
Strength.
For strength. Guidance, health,
patience,
forgiveness,
understanding.
I need a lot of that. opportunity for his kingdom. What else? Pardon? For grace. For all things. Yeah, completely. God wants us to ask him for things. Ask him for things. And there's so many things. Ask him. And we've done it in a song already. But it basically, God, it says in Matthew chapter 7.
Verse 7. Is that right?
I think you quoted this. But keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Let's come to him each morning and ask him for things. He loves it. He loves it. He won't always give you exactly what you want, but he will give you what you need. And very often that will be better than what you want. It is so true. Yeah? How many testimonies have you got to that? Yeah, when you want something and then God goes, I've got something better for you. Far better. ask him. So, start off who you are in Christ. You are a son, you are a child of the Most High God. Give him thanks and glory and honour for what he has done, what he's going to do and who he is. And then ask him for stuff in our prayer. Ask him, give us today our daily bread. Yeah? So what do you think the R is? What's the next bit of the Lord's Prayer? Pardon? Yes, it's repent. Forgive us our sins. As I've been praying in the morning and going through this, it's really helpful to think of the things, the times that I've offended God and say sorry to him. Yeah, and that is so crucial in repentance, and it builds your relationship with God so much. Who's reading through the Bible at the moment in the new Bible they got? Yesterday was the fall of Adam and Eve. Yeah. Now, when God, after they'd eaten the apple, when God kind of said to them, "What have you done?" What did Adam say? "It were that woman that you give me, did it? She told me to do it." And then when the woman, he asked the woman, what did the woman say? "It was snake that you made, and it weren't me." And they didn't accept and take responsibility when God brought, you know, the accusation to them. Now, I always think, this is not scriptural, but I always think if Adam would have said, "Absolutely, I have sinned against you," don't know what would have happened. I always think, what's the difference between Saul and David? Have you ever thought, felt a bit sorry for Saul when you're reading scripture? Saul, all he seemed to have done, he's made a sacrifice too early and didn't wait for Samuel to come in time. When his army was running off, and he does the sacrifice and doesn't follow what God says and is told, and he is somehow, you know, the anointing is taken off him. But what does he do when Samuel accuses him? He goes, "You're late, Samuel. It weren't me. It's not my fault." Yeah, he didn't take responsibility. What did David do when he was accused by Nathan? And he'd done a lot worse. Yeah, what had David done? He'd murdered, he committed adultery, he'd done all these things. But when he was accused of his sin and convicted, he took responsibility. He repented in Psalm 51. Yeah. So go through your day in the morning, and if you have offended God, offended others, repent of it. Yeah, it's a really powerful thing. Yeah, you've got to do something else as well. This might be harder. So forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Yeah, it's so hard in the morning as you pray, forgive people who trespassed against you. Yeah? Forgive. That is so hard. Have you been hurt so badly recently? Yeah? Or by somebody? Yeah? You need to forgive them. You need to forgive them. Ending the last bit. What's the last bit of the Lord's Prayer? "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever." Now, that I don't think is in the Bible, but what is it? It is the truth. Acknowledge God has got it all under control. God is sovereign. God is the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way forever and ever. Amen. It's been quite practical, but I want to really encourage you. I've tried it, it's fantastic. This morning, for the next month, pray through the Lord's Prayer. Try and learn that. Sunset, so that you're a son. Who are you in Christ? You can come to Christ. You're a child of God. You're a child. Yeah? We're children of God. Who are we? We're sons and daughters. We're chosen. We're priests. We're kings. Yeah, we're adopted. There are all these things in God. Thanks. Let's worship our Most High God. Let's thank him for the things that we've done. And he's done in our day, and he's going to do in our day, and more of God's kingdom. Let's ask him for stuff. As a church, let's ask. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Yeah? Ask. Let's ask him in your morning. And repent. You need to ask forgiveness. Ask forgiveness for Jesus from God. Yeah, and forgive others who sinned against you. And then the truth of it, yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I want to open it up just to prayer again. Yeah, just pray through that. Yeah, if you want. And there. I'll hand over back to Andy. Lord God, we just thank you that, Lord Jesus, you came down to earth. You died on a cross and you took the penalty for our sins. And not only that, but you actually gave us your righteousness, Lord. So, Father, when you look at us, you just see Jesus. Lord, I just thank you that we are children of you, the Most High God of the universe. Lord, it is amazing. We can come to you. We are just children. We are sons and daughters with access to the Most High God. We just thank you that we can come and talk to you and pray to you. Lord, we thank you for all that you've done in our lives. We give you thanks. We thank you that we're saved. We thank you that we're redeemed. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for our families. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for the government that protects us. We thank you for this church. We thank you for each other. Lord, we thank you for you. To all glory and honour and praise to you. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we want this year to be amazing. We want to ask you for stuff, Lord. We want to be able to come to you and say, Abba Father, Daddy God, with our hands open wide, knowing that we can't do anything on our own, that you provide all things for your glory and your honour. Lord, we ask for healing for what we've asked you already, Lord. Lift up these people, Lord, and we ask for healing from cancer. Lord, we ask for your kingdom in this town to be set alight and to be just larger and advance stridently in this town. Lord, give us the things that we need. You know what we need. Lord, we're sorry when we've made mistakes. Lord, we want to come to you repentant. I'm sorry for the things that I've done that haven't honoured you and glorified you. Lord, help us forgive all people who've offended us or transgressed against us, Lord, as you have forgiven us. And we come to you saying, yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory in this church, in this town, in this city, in this world, in this universe, forever and ever and ever and ever.